Superfly.
Das ist Fly Home Full Arcana auf der 100,0 auf Köln Campus. Und ich switch jetzt mal ins Englische, denn ich sag jetzt Welcome to the Thinger of the band Full Arcana, Cecilia Barra. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, you're just moved to the solo. That was, you said, Ricardo Sala on the saxophone?
Yes, he's one of the band members of Full Arcana. He's the tenor saxophone player, and he's a very good friend of mine. I love him, and I love this solo. Yeah. And I heard it so many times that I learned it by heart, so sometimes I just sing with it.
Sounds great. So, how are you? You're from Milano, and are you impressed by today's weather in Cologne?
Actually, yes, it was very nice today, but I have to admit that since I arrived here, the weather has been great. Mm-hmm. And in Milan, probably, it's been worse because Milan's weather is terrible. So maybe. I'm kind of glad that I'm here.
Maybe that's the welcome impress of Germany, of Cologne.
I hope so. I hope it's going to last because I'm enjoying it so much.
Cologne wants to be nice to you.
Yay!
So, yeah, we just heard your song Fly Home from your first album, Picaresque. Your music for me is a mixture of R&B, neo-soul and jazz. How would you describe your kind of music to someone who doesn't know it yet?
That's a hard question. What I always say about Full Arcana's music is that it's very hard to put it in a specific box. It's very hard to find like a label that defines it perfectly. So the terms that you use are pretty accurate. It's a good mix between funk, jazz, a little bit of fusion. And I think that for somebody who doesn't know anything about music, I would say that Full Arcana will make you dance, because it will make you dance. But at the same time, it's not clubbing music, so it's a little bit more reflective than that.
So you wouldn't say you're home in a specific genre, you just said?
Yeah, it's a mix of so many different things. It's hard to put in a specific box. And I love that about this kind of music. I mean, sometimes they call it fusion, which is a very generic word that I don't like that much, because it's very generic. Fusion between what?
Yeah.
Could be anything. What is it, like Chinese, Japanese, fusion, cuisine? No,
Of course, but that's nice to go on other genres always and maybe, try out other genres as well. And you got your three main genres or four. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I like to take what I like from everything that I like. I don't know how to say that. That's why I don't like labels or like genres. Yeah. It's cool to just mix stuff.
Me either, but I want to ask this question always.
Okay.
To find out. So you've been around a lot. I know that you're also lived in Valencia this year.
Yep.
What did you do there?
I was studying at Berkeley, Valencia, which is an American college of music that has like this different school in Valencia. I was doing my master degree in music production and performance, and it was very fun. I liked it. I loved it. Valencia was nice. The weather is nicer there than
compared
here.
To Cologne. You're in the Cologne station.
No,
that's a hard question. You don't have to answer that. But you did there a live session as well.
Yes, for my thesis, for my master thesis, I wrote four songs and recorded them live.
Yeah.
And yes, I presented them in front of a commission. It was fun, very stressful.
In a studio?
Yes, in a studio is called El Spot Studio. Shout out to El Spot Studio Valencia.
Yeah, they definitely listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we start with the next song, I'd like to know more about Full Arcana, your band. And I'm not good at it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the television from Palermo.
Una cantante di Milano, un bassista di Palermo, insieme per un progetto musicale. Loro sono Cecilia e Riccardo e sono conosciuti come Full Arcana. Un legame dettato dal destino, infatti il loro incontro avviene a Boston nel 2017 alla Berklee College of Music. Dopo essersi fatti le ossa sui palchi di club, festival ed eventi privati con varie formazioni, hanno deciso che era arrivato il momento di scrivere la loro musica per creare un progetto di inediti.
Cantante di Milano e un bassista di Palermo, that was everything I understand. How did this recording come about? What was it in the news of Palermo or?
Yeah, it was on like regional TV and on regional radio, which is a little bit awkward, but it was fun. And it was one of the first ads that we had as a band, so I bring it in my heart.
Why awkward? It's a nice video. So
yeah, I mean, yes, it's a nice video, but, you know, local news, it's always awkward.
It's a local radio here as well.
I know.
For the university. Yeah.
Ah, well, okay. Sorry, I didn't want to offend you.
Yeah, so focus on Full Arcana. How did you find the name? I think it's a very special name. You can
it's
say
a very
something
special
about
story.
The name. Yeah, okay. Oh, nice.
It is a special story because, first of all, I have to say that we decided the name during the pandemic. So it was 2020. And since there was nothing to do but stay at home, me and Riccardo, we used to play a lot of video games. Boring, I know. Very nerdy.
What kind of video games? That's important.
Yeah, it is important because we used to play this amazing video game that is called Persona 5, which is a Japanese video game from Asus. I don't remember
the
name.
We don't make commercial here.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Chill, bro. Okay. Well, and in this game, all of the characters have a different tarot card. So we found out about tarot cards by playing this game. And one of our favorite tarot cards was the Fool card. So in the tarot cards, there are the arcana, which are the like scales. And the major arcana is the major scale. And Fool is our favorite card. And arcana is the arcana scale. I don't know. It's from that game. It's a nice
Fool
game.
Fool arcana, but it sounds nice. It stays in my head when I first reread it. And
yes.
For that, it's very good.
I'm happy about that.
And you said you started with the man on the bass, Riccardo.
Yes.
The band. And Full Arcana is a bigger band. Or you only go on tour or make concerts with Riccardo?
No, we move either in quartet or quintet, depending on how much they're gonna pay us. Hey, but yeah, no, we move with Gianluca Pellerito on drums, which is an amazing drummer, and Fabio Visocchi on keys, which is an amazing keyboardist. I love him with all my heart, and they are very successful and very talented musicians. And when we can, we bring Riccardo Sala on saxophone with us as well.
Nice, and we are going to hear them right now. Rose Petal Lips.
This is a different band, a whole different setting.
So that's my research here right now. Tell us about that song, but that's the song from the live session in Valencia.
Yes, this is the song from the live session in Valencia.
And okay, it's recorded. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, it's recorded with some other students of Berkeley, and I wrote it in March 2023, so very recently. And you're going to hear that it's a little bit of English and a little bit of Italian. Because I don't know, right now I'm experimenting with English and Italian because why not? Let's go crazy, right? And I don't know. It was inspired by a very special song that is an Italian song that is called Bocca di Rosa. And it's recorded with some very good friends of mine. So I hope you enjoy it. But it's not Full Arcana, different band.
Yeah, let's hear it. Ihr hört Cecilia Barra auf der 100,0 auf Köln Campus und das ist Rose Petal Lips.
And you're standing there with your perfect Pioggia che batte sul vetro ed il suono che fa, così le loro parole ovattate lontane. Sai che il giudizio degli altri portato dal vento ed è solo dentro di te che non si cheta l'inferno. Tenderness fighting with stranding a never ending battle between the sinful image of women, desire and passion. It's always gonna be about whoever holds the power, about those who have been the bad example for too long. Tenderness fighting with strength in a never ending battle, bearing the sinful image of women, desire and passion. It's always gonna be about whoever holds the power, about those who have been the bad example for too long.
Das ist die Stimme von Cecilia Barra, and you're still in the studio right now.
Yep.
Thank you for that song. We hear you screaming while the solo from Felipe Ribeiro on the keys.
Yes, yeah. That's what I do when I hear good soloing. I scream and I pump up the soloist because I feel like it's the best thing to do.
That's passion. That's important. Yeah. Not always the applause after a solo like that. You have to give passion through the solo sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. You're still in contact with the musicians?
Of course. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. They're my very good friends. And actually, we played together in Serbia this summer.
Okay.
Yeah, because we played in a Serbian global music festival.
Yeah.
And we played together. It was, I think, the 2nd of August, and we were in Novi Pazar. So cool. And I was with them all, and it was so fun. And
so we add on that that date on our homepage after that after that show. I think it's
International National Day.
Of course. Yeah, I like that song. I like the change of the beats in this song. Also, you paint great pictures in your lyrics. Would you agree with that? And what is important for you in process of songwriting?
Oh, well, yes. I want to agree with that. I thank you for that, because it's a very big compliment for me, because that's what I always try to do with my lyrics, to paint pictures or, like, I don't know, describe things the way I see them. And specifically for this project that I wrote the past year, I was focusing on songwriting in the lyrics, inspired by the Italian cantautorato, which is a specific school of music from Italy that is focused on the lyrics and on telling stories, telling people's stories, which I love and I try to recreate in my own lyrics. I want to tell somebody's story. I want to, you know, describe something.
Yeah. So let's go to another question, because you're just said something about your inspiration. I'm very interested in it. I hate this question sometimes when I have guests here, because what is your inspiration? Tell me about that. But I'm very interested about it. So where do you get your inspiration? So a lot of listening to other artists, by traveling or by Bruce Springsteen. The people at home that doesn't notice, but you're wearing the Bruce Springsteen shirt.
I am. It's my dad's. I stole it from him. And yeah, I feel like listening to other artists, going to live concerts. I love live music. I feel like that is the truest way of expressing music. And I really enjoy going to live concerts and reading books, traveling, everything. Yeah. I feel like every little thing that happens to me is an inspiration point, or can be an inspiration point.
You can give us one of your favorite artists right now.
I can. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I'd say Jairus Kayori.
Oh.
They have been between my favorites for the past 6-7 years, I feel like. And they haven't been dethroned by anybody yet. Mm-hmm. So I feel
like... Oh, that's
like
a good word.
Dethroned. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I can teach you English.
Down from Melbourne. And we are going to hear something from them as well in this show.
Ooh.
So nice that you said. We have something in the system from them.
Nice.
Right now, let's start from the bottom. Cecilia, do you remember the moment when you wanted to become a singer?
Oh my God. It's going to be... It's so embarrassing. But High School Musical.
Oh, that's not embarrassing.
High School Musical made me want to be a singer. Because I was a kid and I was listening to them and seeing them perform. And I was like, oh God, I want to do this my whole life. I love it so much. And I remember that my parents told me so many times that when I was a kid, I used to sing the whole time. I always used to sing, always. Mm-hmm. And I was annoying for them, but they decided to put me into music school because of that. So thank you, parents, for listening to me singing when I was a kid.
Your team, Vanessa Hudgens or Ashley Tisdale?
Oh my God.
Hardest question in this evening.
This is like asking, do you love your mom or your dad the most?
Really? Okay.
So I don't know if I can answer.
Okay. Team Zach, of course. Yeah, but that's a nice inspiration as well. So let's say you were like 10 or 12 years old.
Dude, no. I was like 6-7.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Thank you for making me older.
I don't know.
On the radio.
It's not, no worries about that. but you're right now in Cologne. Do you want to talk about what are you going to do in Cologne right now?
Okay. Well, I'm working in a recording studio downtown, which is called Riverside Studios. And I'm working as an assistant engineer and assistant producer. And I'm learning how to become a better engineer and producer. And because I don't know, I feel like I want to widen my horizons. Yeah. And
I could believe that it's very important to understand how music is recording. And do you agree with that? So that's an important thing?
Yeah, it is an important thing, but it always depends on which side of the music process you want to be on.
Yeah.
So you don't need to know how music is recorded if you're an artist, but I feel like if you do know it, you become a better artist.
Yeah.
It's and the same thing the other way around. So you don't have to know music if you're an engineer, but you are a better engineer if you know music. So yeah. I feel like why not going there and exploring this side for how long? I don't know, because maybe I'm going to get bored of it. But yeah. As of now, I'm enjoying it. So I'm glad.
But it's a good experience. And you said in our conversation before the interview starts, you said, of course, I love working there, but I want to be in the studio. I want to sing and I want to do the music.
Yeah, well, yes, because I know that what I want to be in life is a performer.
That's perfect.
As of now, I'm 24 years old, so I don't know what I'm gonna be in 5 years or what I will want to be in 5 years. But at the moment, I feel like I'm more comfortable being on the recorded side more than the recording side, but maybe it will change. I don't know.
Yeah. So you are in Cologne for 3 weeks, 4 weeks
I have been 3 weeks and a half.
3 weeks. What do you think about the Cologne music scene? You saw any concerts or something like that?
Yes, I've been to a couple of places and I liked it. I feel like it's a vibrant city. It has a lot of art. And a lot of young people, which are the things that I'm looking forward to, you know, see here. And the places that I visited, they looked nice and the quality of the music was good. So
a young jazz audience. Sometimes we said the audience is full of white hair.
Yes, it is. But it also depends on what kind of jazz you're listening to, because jazz is a huge word. Like so many different subcategories falls under the word jazz. So many. And depending on what kind of jazz you're listening to, you're going to find young or old people or both. And I feel like that's the, I don't know, the best part of music. Every kind of music has its audience and that's nice.
Yeah. The next question you can answer, you don't have to. The plans for your future. You have anything in your mind? What are you going to do? You said you are going to perform in the next year. So give us a little impress about your future plans.
Oh, dear God. This is a hard question because I don't know. I feel like right now I'm in that boat that is driving, but you don't know where it's going. So
and also good painting once again. Yeah.
Well, it's true. I feel like it right now. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with the flow. And then the flow is so bumpy and the ride is so difficult. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like I enjoy being on a difficult ride because that helps with the process. I mean, I like doing different stuff and being in different places. I want to travel a lot and meet different people. And I want to release some new music, of course. I want to release the project that I wrote for my thesis. I want to release some new music with Full Arcana because we have some new music with Full Arcana. So I feel like my goal is just to go on, survive, see where the world draws me, and let's see where we go and what we do.
When do you going to record the new songs from Full Arcana?
I don't know. That's a question that I don't know how to answer. It's going to be in the future.
The lyrics and the melody is written and they're only waited to be recorded.
Yep.
Nice. So the songwriting process is could be any day, or you ever think about a new song while you stayed in Cologne?
As of now, I'm thinking about it because I wrote down some notes on my phone.
Okay.
So I think I have a couple of ideas. I just need to sit at the piano and bring them out of my brain.
And something about Cologne, or you don't want to tell yet?
No spoilers.
No spoilers. That's always good. Cecilia, the last song we hear is Magnets in a few minutes. What would you like to give the listeners before we hear the song?
Tell something about this song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I feel like this song is the manifesto of Picaresque.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has...
Picaresque is the album.
Yeah, it's the name of the album, sorry. And I feel like it's the manifesto of it because it has a lot of rhythm. It has a lot of harmonic choices that are pretty jazzy. And it has like a very... powerful lyrics. It's a love song, but at the same time, it focuses on describing stuff as always,
mm-hmm.
and like describing how you feel, how I felt, with images and like mm-hmm. with metaphors and this kind of stuff, which I love. So you're gonna hear a lot of metaphors, but a groovy sound and a good bass solo from my mate, Ricardo Oliva.
Nice. Could you give us a choice how the process on this song was going on? So the lyric was first, or the melody was first, or it was a working in progress in the studio?
It was a harmony first, actually. The chords are the first thing that we laid down. And then we laid down the melody, but without the lyrics. And when the song was done, I wrote the lyrics. So, yeah. But sometimes it happens the other way around, so it's not always like this. I mean, I have to be honest, I usually start from the harmony, then the melody, and then the lyrics. But sometimes it goes the other way around. So.
And sometimes, of course, you said sometimes there are some lyrics or some sentence in your head and you write it down on your phone. Or you got a tiny little book,
a romantic book. I wish I had a romantic notebook, but I'm a very Gen Z girl and I write everything on my phone. So I'm boring, I know.
I think that's enough. So that was a half an hour of talking.
Oh, wow.
Thank you a lot for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So we are going to post your dates of concerts in the next year on our homepage after that.
Thank you so much.
Und ja, wie gesagt, ich switch mal kurz ins Deutsche. Wenn ihr mehr von Cecilia und Fula Kana hören wollt, wie gesagt, besucht unsere Webseite kölncampus.com. Da findet ihr nach der Sendung, wie gesagt, mehr Infos, alle Lieder vor allem auch. Und once again, thank you for being here. Und wir hören jetzt aus dem Album Picaresque den Song Nummer 3, Magnets. Das war das Interview mit Cecilia Barra auf der 100,0. Ihr hört Köln Campus, that's your intro.
Yes, thank you so much again for
Wonderful.
Having us.
We have six seconds left, so thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Superfly.